USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly half of Spirit Airlines flights were canceled on Thursday and will be again on Friday for a fifth straight day, as the airline continues to cancel hundreds of flights throughout the week due to operational challenges and staffing issues. The United States Senate, unable to finalize a $1 trillion infrastructure bill on Thursday, will try again on Saturday, when it's scheduled to hold a vote on limiting debate and moving toward passage of the bill. Once the infrastructure bill passes or not, the Senate was expected to begin work on a budget framework that would make way for a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill later this year. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
Our goal is to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period.
Included in Saturday's bill is a mileage tax that could have every driver on American roads pay a per-mile tax. USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mask mandates, mandatory vaccine requirements. Let's get an update from Tim Berg out of the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker became the latest governor to issue a vaccine requirement for some state workers. Pritzker also announcing a mask mandate for students in preschool through 12th grade. The mandate applying to both public and private school students. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CNBC why he's not a fan of government-issued mask mandates.
My view is we should have no COVID mandates. What does that mean? That means no mask mandates, no vaccine mandates. That means no vaccine passports. We shouldn't step into a regime where the government says, show us your papers if you want to do the basic activities of life. And I got to say, this argument, that there's a lot of self-righteousness in this debate back and forth.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The five-member Floyd School Board in New Mexico was suspended Wednesday after refusing to comply with the New Mexico Public Education Department's mandatory mask mandate for students in New Mexico schools. Leon Nall on Fox News is the president of the Floyd School Board.
We voted to make the mask and social distancing optional because we feel that that is the parents' responsibility for the health of their children. We had parents complaining about the mandates of the mask and the damage that it was doing to the learning of their own children in the school system that we are given the responsibility of providing the education. We feel that the students' health and decisions about their health should remain with the parents.
Attorney Robert Moss explains where the board members will go from here.
We believe that the public education department impeded on local control by usurping the school board's right to set policy as provided by New Mexico statute. And we also believe that PED exceeded its authority by suspending duly elected board members for violating directives that are void and unenforceable. We plan to be filing a TRO either today or early next week, as well as responding to the potential litigation that PED has taken. We received a letter from them via email on Friday that they would be filing with the First Judicial District of New Mexico to remove the board permanently.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.